Hi, this is Alyssa DeLeon, and today I will be interviewing my boyfriend, Alexander Kadju. Do you want to say hi?
Hi.
Today
Hi,
we will be talking about the first time that we posted about each other, or I guess for each other, on Instagram. And when thinking about something that was significant in my social media life and what to talk about, it was very difficult until I kind of realized that within social media there is a culture, and with that there are traditions. And so growing up with social media, we kind of picked up on these, and one of those is the kind of announcing that you're with someone, or just opening up with your followers about your personal life and kind of introducing your significant other. And we see that through Facebook with your relationship status, and with Instagram it's like the first posting, and so it has to be really good, and so there's a lot of stress with that. And that's kind of what happened to us growing up with social media. Would you say that there's kind of like a pressure to put out like a front, just without even like, including relationships, just like in general?
Yeah, definitely. I think that for me personally, I've always seen social media as something that people post to put up a front to how they're really feeling, because there's definitely a lot of people who just post to make it look like they're like satisfied or like stuff, but then you meet those people and they're not like they are like on social media, and it really shows sometimes.
And in regards to relationships, like the first post, or just your post in general of your significant other, you want it to people to like stop and be like, oh my gosh, their boyfriend is so hot, or like something, you know?
Yeah.
They just want this like facade of like a perfect relationship, even though that might not be what it is.
Yep.
Yeah, but luckily over the summer, Alec and I were able to visit each other despite the COVID restrictions. Both of us are from California, so we were able to travel within our means. And so Alec came over to Northern California, where I'm from, and he's from Southern California, San Diego. And I was able to take him to really cool places in my area. So I took him to San Francisco, I took him to Santa Cruz by the beach, and so we had lots of photos to work with, and yet it took us a couple of days or hours to pick the perfect photo to post of one another. What were your thoughts and feelings of that?
I mean, for me it was just my hair and how I was looking in every picture, and my jawline and like my hair, most importantly, which are like the two key factors that really like make me who I am on social media, is my hair and the way that my hair looked in post. So I was really worried, like some of them, like my hair wasn't how I wanted it, so it was kind of, it made it more difficult. I was definitely being a little drama queen about it, but it's okay, like it happens.
And did you find yourself not even worrying about just being perfect for your own Instagram, but like coming off as perfect for my Instagram, for my followers?
Yeah, definitely. It was, I think I had my decision made on what pictures I wanted to post on mine, but when Alyssa was asking me about which ones she wanted to post, I kept turning them down. I was like, no, my hair doesn't look good in this one. No, I don't like how I'm looking in this one.
Yeah, exactly.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, and even with the photo that you actually ended up posting, you did step out of your comfort zone, because your feed was a very specific type of photos, like very like boy hockey player, and this
oriented
one, yeah, and this photo ended up actually being kind of more artsy and being more my vibe,
I guess, yeah,
because of like the filter, and I actually had you edit a little bit, and it was really cool. But did you like stepping out of your comfort zone? Did you feel like there was a payoff?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there was a payoff, definitely. But I also feel like, I mean, I don't know. You know, it was definitely weird, but part of me also doesn't really care what goes on my Instagram, because I am a guy, so my aesthetic and like stuff like that, it's not of the highest importance in comparison to maybe other people.
Yeah, of course.
So I wasn't too worried about it, but you know, it definitely looks, it's definitely like an outlier on my feed. If somebody were to go look at my feed, they'd see that as an outlier for sure.
Did you feel like the reaction from the photo, like, was all like the hard work of taking those photos, posing, like taking like retakes, all of that, like your reaction from your followers or friends, like, was it worth it, like all the stress?
No, not at all, because well, I mean, a lot of my friends are just like, oh nice, cool,
like, weird,
yeah,
girl,
yeah. To be honest, it wasn't like a, it wasn't a hidden secret that we were together, so people already knew, so like that was, it wasn't like a huge massive insane deal that like blew people out of the water, you know.
Yeah, but like, and I found that with my Instagram too. I was like, oh, like it's just another photo on my feed, like not that big of a deal now that I look back at it, but in the moment it's like this kind of big thing. And can you remember, or like when did you start to kind of notice like the kind of the rules that you kind of got to follow on Instagram or social media in regards to kind of like the traditions of, you know, like the, like whether your captions for certain days,
definitely, like,
the posts that you make with like your family members and things
stuff.
Like that. When did you kind of start to feel the pressure?
I mean, for me, I mean, I sound lame, but like it's never been like too crazy for me. Like I've never been like, oh god, I don't know what to caption it. It's like it's always come just like kind of naturally. Usually it's, for me, my captions are usually just based off of something, some inside joke with the people I might be posting with, because on my Instagram, I don't think there's a single picture of me by myself. I think every single picture has somebody else in it by some sort of standard, or it's a group picture, and that's just how I am. So, you know, the caption has always usually been like from a trip, say like something, a reference from the trip, something like that. So it's never been a huge stressor to me, but you know, I can understand where other people can have those stressors. But yeah,
do you find yourself kind of stressing over posting on some platforms versus the other? Because I remember even before we were dating, you posted TikToks of us, and it was completely like nonchalant, like my hair was terrible, your hair was terrible, like we were in our pajamas, like we did not look like we cared. It was just a silly thing, and it was completely natural, and we look, you know, I mean, we look silly, but you just posted that without even thinking about it. But on Instagram, we like posed and like edited the photos. Like, do you find yourself kind of treating different social medias different?
Yeah, I can definitely say my definitely have a different, I guess, persona per social media.
Attitude,
yeah, professional, sense of professionalism too. Like, my Twitter, my Instagram are more kept professional, I guess, because, you know, for me, in school, I've always been told, and, like, as an athlete, it's like they look at you through your social media to see what kind of person you are. So, I mean, and, like, I am the kind of person that doesn't fake who I am on Instagram or, like, Twitter. Like, I am who I am. And if people don't like that, then they can deal with it kind of attitude, but it's always been like that. So, yeah, like, those social media platforms, I definitely am more careful, because I also want to make sure that, like, I can show a little bit more of me. So, like, on my Snapchat or, like, you know, TikTok, for example, I'm more, not careless, definitely TikTok I take a little, I take kind of seriously, because I know, like, or, like, at least I've heard, like, there's an algorithm where it can, like, a video can spread, like, wildfire. So, really being careful with, like, what I'm saying or what I'm doing can really benefit me. And then, but, like, on Snapchat, per se, it's, like, I really have, like, it's really my personal life. So, it's my personality truly coming out through social media. But, like, on Instagram and, like, Twitter, it's, like, it's still my personality. It's just a more professional, clean-cut version that doesn't see all the mistakes that, like, you know, a 19-year-old kid makes or, like, you know, does on the daily.
Yeah. Do you feel like the rules or kind of traditions that we find on social media has changed through the years? Like, when I joined Instagram, I was in fifth grade, and So I posted literally anything I wanted. I did not have a care in the world. I posted about my dogs. Like, I would post like 5 times a day. And now, thinking back, I would be like horrified to post 5 times a day because I'm like, nobody actually cares to see 5 times a picture of my dog.
No, yeah, definitely. Throughout the years, that's definitely a harsh thing. Like, you know, when you start Instagram, and you even see it now with people who are like just getting Instagram, like they post whatever they want, however many times they want a day. They don't really care, but then they realize, like, as you get older and you gain more followers, you kind of have,
like, pick up.
You have more people who are just following you because they're, like, mutuals, or, like, they know you through somebody. They don't care to see your personal life. It's like, you know, you kind of want to put your best pictures out there so that way you can show off. And, like, I mean, for me, I literally haven't posted on Instagram since the picture that me and you posted first. And, like, that was the first picture I haven't posted since then. It's been, I mean, what, that was July, it's October. It's been quite a while since then. So, it's, for me, it's just, like, the chance of whether I get pictures that I want to post or whether, like, you know, I'm actually doing something that I want to show off. And it's just, depends on that, you know?
Yeah. Well, it was a good photo, so I'm glad it's still up there. Well, thank you for participating in this interview with me, and I hope that we kind of got some insight on kind of the foolishness that we do for Instagram or social media.
Definitely.